Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take the sources you send us and, well, really dig into them.
That's the idea.
And today, you've pointed us towards a pretty dense piece. It's from a journal, Stochastic Analysis and Applications.
Right.
The title itself is Parameter Estimates and Exact Variations for Stochastic Heat Equations Driven by Space-Time White Noise. Bit of a mouthful.
It is, yeah. But the ideas inside are genuinely fascinating, I think. It's by Pospisil and Tribe.
So, okay, our mission then is to sort of unpack this. Stochastic heat equations, what they are, what they do, and this really surprising part, how we can figure out hidden details just by watching them wiggle, basically.
Exactly. It's about finding the hidden rules in the randomness. Think of the basic heat equation, how temperature evens out. Now add randomness everywhere, all the time.
That's the space-time white noise bit.
That's it. Constant, unpredictable jiggles happening across location and through time.
So the main equation, the paper calls it 1, dxtx, xdt plus wdxdt. Can we break that down a bit more?
Sure. So xtx is just the temperature. It's spot x, time t, the first part, oxt, xdt, that's the normal smooth heat flow, heat moving from hot to cold. Standard stuff.
Okay.
Then you have the second part, stx, wd, xdt, is that space-time noise, the jiggling, and xtx, the sigma term. That tells you if the strength of the jiggling depends on the temperature itself.
Ah, so maybe things jiggle more wildly if they're already hot, or maybe colder spots are noisier?
Could be either, or constant. That's what represents how the noise level relates to the temperature.
Gotcha. So it's heat spreading, but with this layer of noise that might even feed back on itself. And you mentioned this isn't just abstract math.
Not at all. The article connects it to real things. Like how surfaces get rough over time. Randomly, they mentioned Edwards-Wilkinson models.
Okay.
Also, how large groups of particles behave, their limits, and something called parabolic Anderson models.
Yeah.
So, yeah, understanding this equation helps understand various random processes out there.
Right. And the key tool the authors use is something called exact variations.
Exactly. It's about looking really closely at how the temperature changes the jumps or fluctuations, both across space at one instant and at one spot over time.
And these jumps aren't totally chaotic.
That's the surprise. They follow very precise mathematical, well, statistical rules.
Yeah.
And those rules are the key to unlocking the hidden stuff.
Okay, intriguing. So let's maybe start simpler. What if that noise factor is just constant? Say, just one. Doesn't depend on temperature.
Right, the linear case. Makes the math cleaner to start. Here, they talk about the mild solution equation, too. It uses the heat kernel.
The heat kernel. Remind me.
It's basically a function, Jeet, that describes how a single point of heat spreads out over time, like ripples on a pond, but for heat.
Okay.
The mild solution uses this kernel to say the temperature now is a mix of the initial state plus all the random noise effects integrated using that heat kernel.
Got it. So it combines the starting heat map with the accumulated randomness shaped by how heat naturally spreads. Now, what about those variations? Let's look across space first.
Okay, spatial variation. Imagine freezing time and looking at the temperature profile across, say, a line or a surface.
Right.
You pick points really close together, find the temperature difference between pairs, square those differences, and add them all up. That's the quadratic variation in space. It measures the sort of spatial roughness.
Quadratic, so squaring the differences. And what happens when you do that?
Here's the cool part. Proposition 3.1. As you look at points closer and closer together, that sum of squares doesn't blow up or vanish. It settles down. It converges to a specific value.
Really?
Yeah. And that value is linked to the integral of the temperature squared over that space. So the spatial bumpiness has a predictable average amount, even with the randomness.
Huh. So there's an order hidden in that spatial static. Okay, what if we switch perspective? Stay in one place, watch the temperature change over time.
Temporal variation. Now we fix the location, x, and watch t change. We look at temperature differences between moments in time very close together. But this time, we calculate the quartic variation in time. We take the temperature differences, raise them to the fourth power, and sum those up.
Fourth power. Why quartic? We used quadratic for space.
That's a really key point. The difference in power, 2 for space, 4 for time, signals that the randomness behaves fundamentally differently along those two dimensions.
Interesting.
And proposition 3.2 shows this sum of fourth powers, as the time steps get smaller, also converges. It converges to a value proportional to the total time elapsed, multiplied by a constant related to sigma, which is 1 here.
So the temporal jiggles have their own distinct mathematical signature. Second power for space, fourth for time. Got it. Okay, that's a simplified case. But reality is often, well, messier. What ifs does depend on the temperature.
Right, the nonlinear case. This is definitely more realistic for many systems.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is the main results about exact variations, they still hold.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But proving it gets, well, significantly harder, the randomness is now tangled up with the state itself.
I can imagine. How do they tackle that?
They use approximation techniques. The paper mentions breaking time into tiny steps and sort of pretending the noise is independent within each step using something called AZW. It's technical, detailed in some lemmas like 4.1 and 4.3.
We don't need the gory details, but the point is there are rigorous steps to show it works.
Exactly. These lemmas justify expanding the variation results to the nonlinear case.
So what are the results then for space?
Theorem 4.2. The quadratic variation in space still converges. This time it relates to the integral of sigma squared of the temperature. So it captures that state-dependent noise strength.
Makes sense. And for time, still quartic.
Still quartic. Theorem 4.4 shows the quartic variation in time converges to, now related to the integral of sigma to the power of 4 of the temperature.
Wow.
So these variation rules are pretty robust then, holding up even when the noise gets complicated. Okay, this feels like it's leading up to the really intriguing part, parameter estimation. Using these variations to, like, measure hidden things. This is the payoff, yeah. They introduce a slightly tweaked equation. Equation 30, it looks like. dx, dx, x, dt plus os t dx, dt dx, dt. See that?
Yeah, a new parameter, epsilon, multiplying the standard diffusion part.
Right. So at zero, it controls how fast the heat smooths out on average.
Mm-hmm.
And the big question is, can we figure out great play just by watching x fluctuate?
That seems hard. Usually the drift, the average tendency like diffusion, gets washed out by the noise when you look at tiny fluctuations.
That's what you'd normally think. But here, things are different. First, lemma 5.1 provides a clever trick. By rescaling the temperature defining yt, x di, they can transform this new equation back into the form we already analyzed, where the diffusion coefficient is effectively 1.
Ah, a change of variables. Neat. Connects the unknown problem back to the known one.
Exactly. And this lets them apply the variation results. Theorem 5.2 is the spatial one. It says if you measure the quadratic variation in space and, you know, or can estimate that sigma function, then you can actually calculate an estimate for, let's call it error. Just from observing the spatial roughness at essentially one moment in time.
That's pretty wild. A snapshot in space tells you about the underlying diffusion rate.
It feels counterintuitive, doesn't it? But the space-time noise interacts with the diffusion term in just the right way to make error visible in the variations. And there's a temporal version, too.
Let me guess. Theorem 5.3 using the quartic variation.
You got it. Theorem 5.3 shows that by measuring the quartic variation in time at a single point, again, assuming you know or can estimate sigma, you can also estimate error, another formula for error based on temporal data.
So you have two independent ways, one spatial, one temporal, to estimate this hidden parameter just by observing the system's random fluctuations. That's quite powerful.
It really is. It shows a deep link between the noise structure and the underlying deterministic drift, which is typical for many stochastic processes.
Okay, so let's try to sum this up for you, the listener. We started with these stochastic heat equations, heat flow with added randomness.
Right, the space-time white noise, possibly dependent on temperature.
And we found that even with this randomness, the way the temperature fluctuates follows precise rules the exact variations, quadratic in space, quartic in time.
These variations converge to predictable values related to the temperature and the noise strength sigma.
And the really surprising bit, these precise random patterns actually let us estimate hidden parameters, like the diffusion rate, epsilon, just by observing the variations.
Yeah, either spatially or temporally. It's like reading the system's fingerprint in the noise.
And remembering those real-world connections, rough surfaces, particle systems.
Hmm.
This isn't just theory. It suggests we could potentially measure fundamental properties of such systems by analyzing their randomness.
Absolutely. It opens up new ways to think about analyzing complex systems where randomness plays a big role.
Which leads to a final thought, maybe. If this works for heat equations, what about other noisy complex systems, you know, in finance or climate or biology?
Hmm. That's the provocative question, isn't it? Could analyzing the texture of their randomness, their variations, reveal hidden parameters or rules governing them too?
Something to ponder. It really shows how mathematics can find these incredible deep connections between randomness and underlying order. A fantastic dive today.
Definitely. A lot packed into that paper.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.